Hey, I am Ryder Idell. I'm 18 years old, and I'm from Didsbury, Alberta.
And you are the man with the skate-away play here tonight to get the big crowd on Co-op Bike Night, a 5-4 victory. Just walk us through the overtime play there as you and Jordan came up the ice.
Yeah, it was awesome. Me and Jordan been buddies since day one here, so him passing the pill over to me and me scoring was just a great feeling for the group.
Yeah, and a skate-away play and a chance to celebrate with the team. What was that moment like for you in just your, you know, fifth game in this league?
Oh, it's been awesome. The boys here have been great. It's been so much fun. I couldn't ask for a better place to be playing hockey at.
And again, to get a goal like this, you already had your first AJHL goal, but to get a winner in overtime, how big is that for you, and how big a goal is that as part of your career so far?
It obviously feels great, but it was a big win for the guys. We're chasing down Drumheller right now, so I'm going to do whatever it takes for the team, and we're going to keep winning games.
You bet. You were named the AJHL Rookie of the Week here this week. What did that honor mean to you? Is again, you had a point streak going there last weekend and continued it today.
Again, getting back into the lineup and playing these last weekend with the guys has been great. And if we keep winning games, individual success happens more and more often, so we'll keep that from there.
What do you believe your strengths are as a player, Ryder?
I think I'm a very smart hockey player. I don't believe I'm the fastest or biggest or strongest, but I feel like my IQ could separate me from other players sometimes. And when I play with the right people, good things could happen.
You bet. You certainly are a willing combatant in board battles and all of those scenarios and different roles. But to get points like this to start off in a new league, just what do you think has led to your success?
Just like the team, like just how the boys have been like, boys been reacting with me in the room, just like in practices and stuff. Everything comes away from the rink, so just like the guys come together as a team first, it just leads to so much more confidence in a player and then on the ice.
You bet. Your power play didn't wind up scoring tonight, but had scored in six of the last seven games, I believe. And you know, you've been out there as part of that with Sammy G and those guys. What has the power play look like to you on the ice? That is, you know, things that are progress and starting to work well for you.
Honestly, when I get the puck up top, I just look for Sammy G. He has the hot stick right now, and anything that hits off him goes in the net. So, but other than that, I mean, it's just super skill. Even the other PP units, we're just so skilled. We move the puck out there. It's just so fun playing with these group of guys.
And obviously, Sam had back-to-back hat tricks last weekend to be the player of the week, had a great assist on a 2-on-1 for a David Hoy goal tonight. What has Sam shown you offensively this year?
Oh, he's shown us lots, but it's not just him on the ice. It's him in the locker room. He's the healthiest. He's just the most down-to-earth person in the dressing room. He's great. And then obviously on the ice, he's just a back-to-back hat trick. He's a great guy and a player.
Your team got the lead tonight, but then had to battle back to tie it at 2, to tie it at 3, to tie it at 4. What does that say about your team to, you know, finish off the homestand with that kind of effort here tonight?
Yeah, it wasn't a great game by our team, but I mean, I always believe in good teams find a way to win, so we did just that this game.
Yeah, in the second period, you had Giangoletto and Hoy convert on their 2-on-1. Jordan St. Louis converted on his 2-on-1, but they did outshoot you pretty heavily in the second, and obviously Corbin, you know, kept you guys in this. What did you see from Sanderman tonight?
Obviously, Corbin wasn't happy with the first two, but other than that, he's just dialed in. He was big in the pipes. He's played unreal the last couple games, and he just looks to keep on rolling.
For the team to pick up two wins, two regulation losses, and then two overtime points. So points in four of the six games on this homestand. What do you think that says about progress for you guys, Ryder?
Yeah, it's just, you can see it in practice. You see it in the gym. Everyone wants to be here. Everyone's coming together right now. So we're gonna keep doing this. And even if we do lose games, we're playing well, and we're just going to keep playing the way we are.
You bet. Your captain, Hunter Motley, dropped the mitts there when it was 4-4 in the third period. What did that do for your team?
Oh, it was awesome. Like, I think Miller was the most excited, and look what happened. He got on the ice, he jumped down, he scored a goal. So that was a big turning point. And that was just a great leadership captain right there that does that to get the momentum for the boys.
You bet. As we look at your career here, I always end these with a couple of questions about, you know, looking back on things. So what's your favorite minor hockey moment of your career, Ryder?
My minor hockey favorite moment has to be, there's obviously lots. It's been a great, me and playing midget in Airdrie, going to the Circle K, playing Shattuck was obviously a big one, but I'm even going to go further. I'm going to go back when I was playing in Didsbury with the Ramblers, and just like times then, it was just so much fun. It was awesome.
That's excellent. And then the last one for you, who is your hockey hero?
Oh, jeez, I don't even know. I mean, it's obviously got to be my dad, even though he's a goalie. He was, when I was young, we were up at 6 a.m. going to morning skates before school, so I'm going to give that one to him. He's just been there for my whole life, and just, he was here today, and he was just, always supports me, highs and lows.
That's an excellent answer. And the last one for you, yeah, just how many friends and family did you have here to see this game tonight?
Oh, it was lots. We had parents, friends. It's my dad's birthday weekend, so I'm happy I got that one for him for his birthday.
That's awesome. Well, keep her going, Ryder. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you.